Hey, what's up, everybody? I am back with a new episode for the Every Ring All at Once podcast. This is episode 3. Of course, I'm your host, Jay. Been a little minute since I've been over on this side and did anything. I think I want to say the last episode, episode 2, came out, I want to say around September-ish. And for anyone, if you did check out that episode way back when, I think I said on that episode, this was not would not be a regular thing for me to do. But here I am. I'm back. I felt like I need to do a new episode because we just had WrestleMania over the weekend, last weekend, I should say. And so I decided, you know, to kind of just get behind the microphone and get on here and talk about my experience, how I felt about the weekend overall. And I got a story to tell also. But before we get to all of that, before we get to that story, it feels good to get this new episode in, the Every Ring All at Once podcast, like I said. It's been a minute since I did this type of thing, so bear with me if I seem like I'm a little rusty at doing it, because, you know, talking about the movies and everything like that over on Movie Talk, that's one thing. But yeah, I try to do this podcast a little different than what I do with the movie stuff. So WrestleMania weekend was from April 7th, but for a lot of people it actually started on that Wednesday, Thursday with all the different events that were going on. Shout out to everybody who got into Philadelphia on that Wednesday and went to all of those events, all of the ones they could make. So shout out to y'all for doing that, because Friday night when I got in, I got in around 10 something in the morning. I checked into the hotel, ended up going to the culture event that was later that night, basically around midnight. Didn't get back to the hotel around 2:30 in the morning. And then after that, getting up to go to the NXT show, which was at 11:30, then go to WrestleMania. So for everybody who got in on that Wednesday and was hitting all those different events, just going from event to event, kudos to y'all for doing that. Because I will say this, one thing I learned about this that weekend is that the game ain't in me no more. I can't be doing that. I can't move like that anymore. I'm in my late 30s now. If this was me in my 20s or whatever, then yeah, I probably could, but I can't move like that no more. So overall, I enjoyed the weekend. I enjoyed going to the For the Culture show. I enjoyed NXT Stand and Deliver. I'm going to save WrestleMania to talk about that all at one time, but just focusing on the For the Culture, the GCW For the Culture event real quick. That was a really cool event to get to see some people that I've become huge fans of on the indies and stuff like that. It was cool. Of course, I was with the homie Jeff from Jeff Versus the World podcast, Hood Classics. Shout out to you, sir, for having to deal with me and some of my nonsense, which, again, the story I have to tell unfortunately involves him later on, but I saved that for towards the end of the episode. We went to the For the Culture event. So anyone, if you are listening and you checked out For the Culture event, or if you watched it, or if you was even there and everything, shout out to everybody who were there. Shout out to all the wrestlers and everything. It was cool seeing some of my favorites, like I mentioned, like Janaya Kai, who, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Kick Demon, and I feel like she definitely deserves to be on TV at some point on a regular basis, because I feel like she's just that gifted and talented and dope, and everything. Jordan Blade, another one, another favorite of mine. It was funny seeing AJ Francis do a doggone stage dive off the top freaking rope and everything. We got Thick and Juicy, good old Brooke Valentine and Miss Faye Jackson. You know, they did their thing in the tag team match. And I say it was a lot of great people. Darius Carter, the All Father, is a true definition of a heel. That man is just a menace. But at the same time, I mean, he's a great villain. So definitely check out all the people that I mentioned and all the other people that I didn't mention. I apologize for anyone who I missed out on. But if you get a chance to go back and watch the GCW For the Culture event, definitely do that and check out some really dope wrestlers and everything like that. So, like I say, that's how I spent the first night. So, going into night two, doing event number two, going to the NXT Stand and Deliver show, which was at the Wells Fargo Center. I enjoyed that show a lot. I admit I was a little bit out of the loop with NXT, so I wasn't really current with what was going on for storyline wise, but just, you know, sitting there watching each match and, you know, watching everybody and everything like that. I will say that of the matches on the card, my favorite match would be the triple threat match between Obi Femi, Josh Briggs, and Dijak. Those dudes, I mean, those some big boys, you know, big men slapping meat, you know, basically what you got going on there. But those big dudes, they were moving like they were at least a foot shorter than what they really are. And even going back and watching it, because I watched it again when I got back home and everything, just watching those dudes just go out there and do what they was doing, it's like, they should not be able to move the way they move, but they do. And it was great, you know, watching that match back, watching the whole event back, because I ended up watching the whole thing back. All the matches are good, but I would just say that was probably my favorite match on the card. The one that probably had the most emotion behind it, of course, was probably, I want to say that this was probably the finale of the Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams feud. And it's going to be interesting to see where Carmelo goes, main roster maybe, and what is the next thing for Trick, because I think Trick should definitely be one of the top, like, stars within NXT moving forward for the foreseeable future, at least, because, I mean, granted, Philly is his hometown and the crowd was heavily behind him, but I think the fans overall who watch NXT are huge Trick William fans, so definitely he should, you know, definitely get maybe a title push or something like that. I'm just saying, you never know. I don't like to, like, fantasy book like that, but it would be just kind of cool if he did get mixed up in the title picture or even win the belt, or even if he won the North American title or something like that. That would be kind of cool to do. And the fact too, speaking of titles, that we got an announcement that the women are getting a secondary singles title, because there will be a women's North American championship moving forward. So that's going to be dope to see who's going to be, you know, going after that title and everything like that. So again, if you haven't checked out the NXT Stand and Deliver, go back and check that out. So after that event and everything, we got a little downtime, tried to go get some food, but it was kind of crazy in that area, because my first time going to Philadelphia, I did not know that the Wells Fargo Center, Lincoln Financial Stadium, and the Citizens Bank baseball stadium are all right there next to each other. So the fact that you have Wells Fargo Center right across the street, literally from Lincoln Financial, like, okay, that's cool. It's not like we got to go really far to get to the stadium, but the little plaza where all the restaurants were was completely packed, because once everybody filed out of there, that's where everybody went. Me and Jeff, we pretty much was in a blender just walking around like in this maze of sea of people, and we never got anything to eat from there, and everything like that. Unfortunately, we didn't, because, I mean, we tried to get in at one spot, and the lady told us that it would be a 2-hour wait, and I just laughed and just turned around and walked away, because it's like, we ain't got 2 hours to wait like that, and everything. But that place was packed wall to wall. It was insane. So we ended up just going over to Lincoln Financial. It was cold. Everybody who was there know how cold it was and everything like that. So, I mean, just waiting to get in. It was kind of crazy. Just waiting to get in there. And finally got in, and I have to admit, Philadelphia, and this is not a knock on you guys, but the stadium, those seats are not the best seats. Especially for someone who has long legs like myself and need leg room. Sitting in those seats, especially when you end up sitting between two guys that are just as big, if not bigger, and need the same kind of leg room that you need, it is a very uncomfortable thing. So I must say this about night one of WrestleMania. I did not enjoy as far as the seating went. And yeah, and sitting out in the cold. Because I admit, I am a Florida boy. I'm a Florida, well, I don't want to say Florida man, because that cold with a whole nother, you know, whole type of thing. But I am a Florida boy, and I can deal with cool weather. But when it's down in the 30s and your hands are cold, and I even had gloves. I had to buy some gloves even before we went to the event, because I knew we were going to be outside. It's going to be cold. I had my jacket on, everything. But still, being out in that type of weather, I am not built for that weather. So it was a bit of a struggle for me just from a keeping warm standpoint. And we got through the show and everything. But it was not a overall great experience for me. And even though I did the 2-night combo and everything, I really had reservations by doing night two. I didn't want to suffer through that again, especially dealing with what happened with the aftermath of trying to leave the stadium, which is where my story comes into play. But again, building up to that, and I would just say this, as far as the actual WrestleMania, as far as it went, I thought that both nights were good. As far as the shows, because again, I was not comfortable and everything, and I know Jeff was not comfortable where he was saying, because we did not sit together. We didn't sit by each other. It would have probably been better if we had, because then we would have been in a little bit better situation and everything. But overall, I thought that WrestleMania night one, night two, the shows were good. It was great just how everything kind of played out for a lot of matches and everything. I'm not going to go through all the matches and everything like that. But it was great to see that Cody Rhodes on night two got to finish his story, and now we see a new story get to be told with him. He defeated Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal World Heavyweight Championship after a long 3-year run for Roman. I don't think we will get another title reign like that anytime soon. It's been a long time since we got even that type of a reign. So, yeah, that was great to witness history, you know, of that. And also getting to see Cody finish his story, The Rock, you know, the final boss boy, you know, coming back and being involved in both nights and everything. We got Damian Priest cashing in his briefcase to take the belt, take the World Heavyweight Championship from Drew McIntyre, who defeated Seth Rollins, who did double duty as well, because he was in the main event of night one, but also open night two against Drew. And yeah, Drew got his WrestleMania moment like he always wanted in front of a crowd. But what happens when you're being greedy, you know, you end up screw yourself over, and that's how he got cashed in on, and Damian Priest came out and took the belt from him. So Damian Priest is now the world heavyweight champion and everything. The women matches I thought really good. 3-on-3, Bianca, Jade Cargill, Naomi versus Damage Control. I mean, all three of the ladies, Belair, Cargill, and Naomi, look great. They look like freaking superheroes out there and everything. It was great to see that. Bayley and Io Sky, I thought, was a really good match, even though Bayley did look like she really was hurt, like she really tweaked that knee, to, you know, and everything. And they kind of played into it a lot with that, and everything. I will say this, the Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch wasn't as great as I thought it would be, but it was still a pretty decent match. If I had to pick between the two women matches for the titles that I like more, it'd probably be Bayley and Io Sky, more so than Rhea and Becky Lynch. It was great with the tag team title ladder match. I feel like R-Truth, he won night one just for being R-Truth and everything, and the fact that him and Miz are the Raw tag team champions and everything, that was pretty dope to see, and everything like that. So like I say, overall WrestleMania was great, but I will say this, that there was a reason why I decided to go to this WrestleMania. This was my third WrestleMania, and after WrestleMania 35 in New York, New Jersey, in the Meadowlands, and I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone had their horror stories about what went on that infamous night, trying to get out of the Meadowlands and get back to New York and everything like that. I made a decision then that my next WrestleMania, which originally was supposed to be WrestleMania 39 out in Los Angeles, but I didn't go to that one, and everything. I decided whichever one was going to be my next, that would be my last WrestleMania. Not my last wrestling event, but my last WrestleMania that I attend. And there's only two ways that I would possibly come out of my WrestleMania, never doing WrestleManias again, is that probably if they come back to Florida, and if they have it in Miami, because the first WrestleMania I went to, which was WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, that was the first one I went to. So if they happen to have one in Miami, and I like how everything is kind of shaping up, I might think about going, and I might just go to all the other events, maybe go to the NXTs, go to some of the indie shows that's down there, but not actually go to the WrestleMania, maybe. But it all depends on who are the champions and everything like that, if I decide to go to WrestleMania. So that's one. And two, if they have WrestleMania in London. If there's one in London, I would very much consider going to that. So those are the only two ways I would go back to a WrestleMania. But other than that, I am officially done with attending WrestleManias. So no more WrestleManias for me. No more outside events like that for me, especially in cold weather states. Warm weather, like I say, I'll think about it, but I won't necessarily go. But I'm not going to any more cold weather outdoor events like that, because I just know I'm not built for that type of weather and everything. So I'm officially done with WrestleManias. Do I feel kind of bittersweet about that? Yeah, a little bit, because it was the first, WrestleMania 33 was the first WrestleMania I went to. I didn't go to WrestleManias when I was a kid or anything like that. So 33 was the first one I went to. I went to 35, did not have such a great experience just because of what went on after the events and everything. And travel and stuff like that, trying to get back to a freaking hotel and stuff like that. But and then here with Philadelphia, it was more so of the leaving that was the issue, because going is always easy. It's the leaving part that you catch hell with. So I'm going to basically go into this story about this wild journey to get away from the Wells Fargo Center / Lincoln Financial after night one of WrestleMania with Jeff. I mean, like I said, I was sitting in one spot, he was sitting in another spot, but we made an agreement because we took the Uber to get there, and everything. So we made an agreement that when the show was over, we're going to meet back where we got dropped off at. So because I was pretty much freezing by the time halfway through the main event, the tag team match between Roman and The Rock versus Cody and Seth, I was freezing. Now it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to make it. And it got to a point where I couldn't really, you know, I couldn't enjoy sitting down, because for some reason, like around my knees or whatever, I started feeling like getting real, like they wanted to lock up or something. So I ended up getting up and I actually left from where I was sitting, and I went out to near where the steps were to watch the remainder of the match on the big screen and everything. So that was it was still another 20 minutes between the time that I got up and went around and was watching from the big screen. So I was still like kind of battling, cause I need to move around. I couldn't stay where my seats was, cause I couldn't really move around the way I needed to. So I needed to move. So I was just trying to get my leg, I don't understand why my knees want to lock up or something. So watch the end of the match. And as soon as the 1, 2, 3 came down, I pretty much hit those steps and I booked it back over to the drop off spot where we got dropped off at. And then Jeff eventually got to where we were. Well, to where I was, I should say. So once we linked back up and everything like that, and trying to get an Uber to get out of there, oh, was that hell, because for one, the police had the whole strip, Philadelphia Avenue to be exact, had the whole thing blocked off in this way, because not only did you have WrestleMania going on that night, there was a baseball game that was the same night at Citizens Bank. And so they had the whole strip blocked off, and trying to get an Uber to come in there, they would not come in there for whatever reason. Felt like Apocalypse Now, like, I ain't going in there and everything. It's like, what the hell is this? But at the same time, I kept seeing Ubers and Lyfts coming in there. So I'm like, why are they not accepting my ride? What is this? I'm a Uber One member. Like, I'm supposed to be a top priority amongst the Uber riders. Like, what is this? Well, we're walking back and forth. I actually took Jeff went the wrong way and everything. So yeah, let's walk down this way. Granted, we're going the wrong freaking way. So I did. I was leading him possibly to doom, basically. But we end up turning around and we end up walking back towards the baseball field, because I felt like, well, if we went down that way, might be a better chance of getting the Uber and everything. So we walked down there, and in the midst of this, we both came up with the idea of that they were not picking up Uber X and they were not picking up Uber XL. But what we came to the realization, then maybe, just maybe, they were picking up these premium rides, which was even a lot more than what the X and the XL. And the X and the XLs were pretty high when you're talking about between 60-something, 70-something dollars, but they were not picking them up on those. But they were picking them up on the premium, because as soon as I hit the premium, I got a ride. And I was like, yes, because he's 2 minutes away and everything. But then this dude calls me. And this is what annoyed me, because he calls me. He has an attitude and tells me that if I wanted to get out of there, and I'm quoting exactly what he said, because it annoyed the hell out of me that he says this, that if I want to get out of there, I would have to walk 2 long blocks to get to where he is, because he can't make a left turn to come down to where we were. And I'm like, well, if you knew you couldn't get to where we were, why did you accept that ride? Why did you accept it? You didn't have to accept it. If you knew you couldn't make the turn to get to where, why would you accept the ride? So because he had this real nonchalant, real kind of nasty attitude, I canceled it. So I said, okay, let me try it again. And I try it again, and I end up getting this woman who was driving in a black Tesla. No, not a black Tesla. She was riding in a silver Tesla. I'm sorry. And she was really dope. And the great thing about her is that she was already in the traffic on the strip and everything. And she was slowly making her way down to where me and Jeff were. But we had to cross the street because she was on the opposite direction traffic and everything. So we had to cross the street so we could be on the side to where she was. So she calls and she says that, hey, I'm on the strip and everything. The traffic is moving slow. Just stay where you are and I will get to you. But we're going to stay on the phone, you know, and everything like that. So, like I said, this lady, she was real cool and everything. So as she got closer to where we were, this is where the traffic gets really bad, because for some reason, the cops were, even though they had the traffic blocked off, but they were not directing traffic. So it was basically a big cluster and everything. And I guess at some point, the drivers themselves, they just say, you know what, since the cops ain't really helping us to get out, you know, try to get out of here, we're going to start making up our own rules, making up our own lanes to get the hell out of here. And that's what they end up doing, until one bozo decides to pull out into the traffic at the light intersection and pulls in front of oncoming traffic, which causes more traffic to get backed up. And she happens to be in the lane where the backup occurs. So now me and her are trying to figure out, okay, Do we stay where we at and try to find where you are, or do we stay, you know, do we try to go to where she is, or do we stay where we are and she comes to us? So because we both were kind of getting frustrated, and the funny thing that happens on the phone is that somebody behind her, because I heard it when it happened, they started honking their horn at her, and she starts yelling back at them like, what do you want me to do? I can't move. Like, literally, they're at a standstill. So whoever the idiot was that was behind her honking, you clearly were an idiot, because if the whole freaking thing is backed up, how are you going to honk at her to go, especially if the cars in front of her are not moving? So make it make sense, whatever. So since she was right at the light and everything, me and Jeff goes down to where she is. But when I realize that, okay, this traffic is insane, and where exactly is she? So for whatever reason, and I take full responsibility for what happens here, that I literally goes out into the traffic, darting back and forth, trying to find this woman. Thank God that these cops were not doing their freaking job, because they didn't care. They were standing off the side of the curb, pretty much just having a conversation amongst themselves. But at the same time, you have two black guys running in and out the streets, trying to find where this woman is, doing a lot more than just jaywalking, I will say. It was insane. So when we finally realized where each other were, we did the Spider-Man point. She pointed at me, I pointed at her. We eventually got into the car with her. She ends up doing some, you know, evasive maneuvers to get over to the lane that was actually moving. And then we finally got the hell out of there. And she let us know, like, yeah, this happens all the time. And she was real cool. She let us know, like, yeah, the cops don't really be paying attention or trying to do anything. And like that. So I would say this, kudos to her. I appreciate you, ma'am. I doubt you're listening to this, but I appreciate the fact that you stayed on the phone. You actually allowed us to get to where you are. And then you got us out of there and you let us know, like, hey, this is how, unfortunately, this is how they operate up here, especially when there's major events going on like that. But it was an insane thing to, and if anyone, if you're listening, you happen to be up there in Philadelphia, and if you saw two black guys running in and out of the streets like madmen, mainly me and everything, because I was darting back and forth and everything like that. So if you happen to be in a car or whatever, and you saw somebody like that was me running, you're probably like, who the hell, what the hell is he doing? Because I know there was this one couple that I darted in front of their car. They was looking like, is he about to rob us? Type of thing. I know that, I saw that look on their face. So no, I was just trying to get to my Uber ride because for one, I was freezing. I didn't know what the hell was going on with my legs and my knees and everything, because like I say, they wanted to lock up even standing out there and everything. I just wanted to get the hell out of there and get warm and get out of the cold, because there was a lot of people out on the streets anyway. A lot of them were just feeling defeated, just trying to leave and everything. So yeah, I just kind of lost my mind and started running out into traffic trying to find this freaking Uber ride to get out of there. So that is my wild story of me trying to get back to a hotel in Philadelphia and everything. And unfortunately, I had to take Jeff on that crazy nonsense, and he got to see that part of me of where I just lose my mind and just run out into traffic and everything. And yeah, that is basically how my that's going to be like the lasting memory of me surrounding WrestleMania, is that, hey, you remember that time you ran out in traffic trying to get back to a hotel in an Uber? That'll forever be a memory that I will have. It's not a great memory, but I think as time goes by, it's one that I can just kind of laugh about and everything like that. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. I want to thank y'all for listening. I don't know when I will do the next episode. I kind of, when I feel like talking, to probably go into talking about whatever sports stuff or wrestling stuff like that. That is the whole purpose of this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast particular for the first time and you didn't hear the first episode or the second episode, but that's how this podcast is. I never plan anything. It's just when I feel like talking about some stuff. It's when I get over here on the Every Ring All at One side and just kind of talk about a few things, try to do things a little bit more different than what I normally do with the movie podcast and everything like that. Of course, you can follow me on the Twitter X Machine at the personal page, the J Giles. You can follow the TV Zone Podcast Network page also on the Twitter X Machine. You can follow me on Instagram also too, the J Giles, and everything like that. You can find all of, well, it's only three episodes at this point, but you can find these episodes as well as Movie Talk, Grand Slam Podcast, Three and Out. Might have a TV episode I might have coming soon, and everything like that. So, and then of course, Movie Talk also is coming back as well this month at some point. And everything like that. And you can find that all a part of the network, TV Zone Podcast Network. Wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Good Pods, like I said, wherever you listen to your podcast, just type in TV Zone Podcast Network and it'll come up. But to make everything even easier, you can go to the website, www.tvzonepodcastnetwork.com. Find all the episodes like that. You can just listen to which shows you would like as well. And until next time, peace.